WBEZ Features is supported by Adler University, educating students to advance socially responsible practice, healthy communities, and a more just society. With degrees in psychology, counseling, public policy, and leadership. Adler.edu.
People with underlying conditions can now get vaccinated in much of Illinois, while those in Chicago and Cook County will be eligible by the end of March. Still, they say their lives won't go back to normal anytime soon. WBEZ's Vivian McCall has the story.
Mike Altergott could have died last February, and it wasn't the first time. He has Crohn's disease, a condition where an overzealous immune system attacks the intestines, causing scar tissue and blockage. Crohn's is very painful and deadly if left untreated. Altergott eventually needed surgery to remove a foot of intestines and has taken an immune-suppressing drug since 2014.
That inherently causes you to be susceptible to infections, right? Like every other of my 31-year-old friends who've gotten COVID, they've all gotten through it just okay. I might not get okay, and there's a very real chance that I might not.
Altergott received his first COVID vaccine dose yesterday and cried with relief. Still, he's extra strict about quarantine, and it's going to stay that way for a long time. A really long time. For most people, the vaccine is more than a drug. It's hope life can feel like life again, that the end of lockdown is approaching. The CDC now says fully vaccinated people can gather unmasked, indoors. But immunocompromised people have to remain more careful. For them, the vaccine is an extra cushion of safety, not a free pass to change their lifestyle. Altergott worries he could still be vulnerable, even after he's fully vaccinated, and can't afford to be reckless while the virus is still out there, something he's seen others do.
And that is deeply distressing to witness. We must continue that mindset of protecting the vulnerable and protecting others, right? And I would challenge those people who challenge the benefits of wearing masks and distancing. You know, have they experienced loss in their life? Do they want to be responsible for that kind of loss in someone else's life due to their negligence?
Loken Lee is a fashion designer. At the start of the pandemic, she thought she was healthy until she was hospitalized in August after 5 nonstop days of the spins.
And a student doctor burst into the room. He looked over the radiologist's shoulder and he saw the lesions on my brain and he goes, "This is great news. We figured it out. You have MS, just like your mom."
MS stands for multiple sclerosis, when the immune system attacks the protective coating around nerves in the brain, causing a communication breakdown between them and the body. It's like a rat chewing on wires. Every 6 months, Loken gets an infusion that completely wipes out her B cells, leaving her incredibly vulnerable. She's a student at the School of the Art Institute of Chicago and took one in-person class this semester. She kind of regrets the decision, but is jealous of peers who can push the limits of their safety. This is new to her. She still has to remind herself a bus ride could kill her.
There will be days I go without thinking about it, and I kind of forget about it. And then I remember, and I'm like, this sucks. I still have this thing looming on my shoulder, in my brain, in my head, literally.
Normal life is still far away for Loken. Friend hangouts are out, but she's lonely and misses her family back in Seattle. She hopes to visit once she's vaccinated, despite the risk. All the immunocompromised people I spoke to know at some point they'll have to pick and choose between acceptable risks, because staying inside forever has real consequences for their mental health. Patricia Lee has stage 4 breast cancer. When she gets the vaccine, she'll visit her son in L.A. because her first grandchild is due in April.
After the vaccine, hopefully, you know, even though if I do get the virus, I wouldn't die from it. I would maybe get sick with my, you know, condition. I don't know how long I could live. You know, stage 4 cancer is not very hopeful. They don't have a cure for cancer yet, so.
For now, she's quarantined with her boyfriend. She used to be an usher at church, a caretaker for her daughter in a wheelchair. She misses all of it, but can't risk any of it right now. Waiting for the world to reopen is hard on everyone, but harder for those with serious medical conditions, because mortality is always looming, even without a global pandemic. Vivian McCall, WBEZ News.